Okay, let's cut to the chase and go to the dream matchup. So assume the polls are correct in Iowa. Ron Paul wins. He comes an impressive second in New Hampshire, and he has a real headwind behind him. He gets the nomination. Ron Paul versus Obama. What a contest.
With the newsletter controversy, Ron Paul would not make a great candidate. Liberals will run ads against him. I have not read the newsletters, but from what I've heard, you have anti-Semitic remarks, racist remarks. He insults everyone except
for white.
Yeah,
he's running against the guy who was in Jeremiah Wright's church.
Doesn't matter.
Who's been the most anti-Israeli president.
I actually think that, I mean, if you read the newsletter stuff, it is really heinous, the stuff that's in there. But what makes it even more problematic, I think, for somebody running for president is, what kind of person doesn't know what's in their newsletters for 10 years that there are videos of him hawking to people? You know what I mean? So it sort of raises the question of, if you can't even keep track of
and
your little newsletter.
And it's the Ron Paul newsletter.
How are you going to keep track of the country?
Now, Kirsten, from